Well, he called it the best moment in his radio career. He said when the announcement was made that Robert Marawa is going to be joining the Prime Media family on 947. And of course, his much acclaimed sports show, Marawa Sports Worldwide, is going to be broadcast every weekday evening live from today at 6 p.m. Robert Marawa, welcome. Welcome to Prime Media. Welcome to the family.
Thank you so much. Good morning, Bongs. Good morning to all the listeners at 702.
Listen, for everybody who's been excited about your show, who's missed you on the airwaves in terms of terrestrial radio, this is welcome news, man.
Yeah, a lot of people said that, you know, it's about data saving. It's about being able to get into your car, listen. It's about being able to, you know, go onto your DMX on DSTV and switch it on and it's there. And I think I understand that. I understand it from a perspective where our data is crazy in this country. And I think once we resolve that, we're not going to go far just technologically and trying to advance that. So I understand. And I was very overwhelmed the other day when the announcement was made and social media went abuzz. And yeah, I mean, it's truly heartwarming to find that people still appreciate whatever it is that you bring onto the table or onto the airwaves. And it's very humbling because all we've ever done is just really work hard on delivering what hopefully and potentially is a very good product. And if people react this way, yeah, it's pressure for me. It's pressure for my team. But the beautiful thing is that we thrive on it.
I'll put it to you that you're being a little bashful about all of this. I think we're excited, just obviously as sports lovers, firstly, but also just, I mean, you're a broadcasting legend. Your name needs no introduction. So is it more of the same in terms of what we have heard over the years in that slot? Are you bringing new features, new ideas, new thoughts?
There's always new features, new ideas, new thoughts, Bongs. The whole idea about sport is that I always say it's an emotional game. It's a game of lots of different debates, different opinions, and it happens. You go to a stadium, and already people are debating about who's in the starting lineup. They're debating about who is on the bench. They're debating about so many different things, and right there is the debate. But then it also escalates. We've had to hold administrators accountable in the past. You know, people didn't want to go the route of transformation. They were very resistant against transformation. And then look at what happened in Japan. The most transformed BOC team comes back with the World Cup with the, you know, with the transformed team and the black captain. It's probably where the Proteas are stuck. I mean, they're still trying to find a spot in the World Cup right now. And we've never really had this struggle before. But they've been very resistant in terms of the transformation part of things. So what is their problem? We'll try and unlock a lot of issues that are happening within the Proteas because they should be winning at least a World Cup since readmission, and that hasn't happened. We look at administrators, we look at SASCOG. Why do we celebrate like 3 or 4 medals at an Olympic Games? You know, so where is the money going to? We've seen in recent times where a lot of money is going to, and it's certainly not going to development of sport much. You know, that is what Australia's right. Sport was all about, you know. So we try and knock down all of those things that, I mean, sports, you know, Bongs, 95, 96, those are critical yep. years in South Africa, and everybody was happy. The mood right now, are people happy? No. Do they even know who's the Bafana coach? Probably not. Do they know one player that plays regularly for Bafana? No. But the BOCs continue. Their surge, their prominence, their dominance. Why is that the case? So, but it's also going to be fun, though. We're here, we're international, we will bounce around. But it's going to be
listen,
a fun hour.
I'm looking forward to it. And who knows? Who knows? I mean, I'm still hopeful for the Proteas. Since 92, we've been trying this. Hopefully, after 31 years, who knows what can happen? Veteran sportscaster Robert Marawa joining our sister station 947. You can listen to him from 6 o'clock this evening.